What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Ron Ugly is out. Luke Morrow is in. And guess what, y'all? Texas head coach D'Amico Ryans, he's at the podium. Sports Radio 610, when the head coach speaks, we bring it to you, baby. Here it is, D'Amico Ryans, Texans head coach.
After going back reviewing the game, what really stood out is just, you know, how we play complementary football. We play physical brand of football, the type of ball that I like to see us play. We're physical, we're flying around, guys are having fun playing the game, and that's what I like to see.
Concern with Ursary, where he built some momentum on the left side and he starts on the right side and potentially going back to the right?
I think Ursary in the game did a really good job where he was at left, and that's kind of the focus, is wherever you line up, you just do the best with where you are. Really don't worry about guys having to move around, or like, just when you're called upon, like, can you go out and execute what's been asked of you, and can you do it at a consistently high level with high energy, high passion? And he's shown that over these first two preseason games.
Blake Fisher wasn't having the best camp, and he didn't have the best preseason game against the Minnesota Vikings. But on Saturday against Carolina, he looked, you know, after going back and watching some of the tape, he looked very, very good. Have you seen his confidence start to grow here in the last couple of weeks?
Blake did a really nice job this past game of, when you see him, just for me, sticking on blocks, hat on a hat, working his feet, like finishing blocks, that's how it should look, right? So he has it in him. Blake just has to be consistent what we're doing, consistently train, consistently finish every single rep, because physically he has all the tools that it takes to be able to do that. So this game here is representative of what he can do when he's dialed in and he's focused on the task, and he goes after the job with the right mindset.
Well, what went into the decision to trade John Metchie for?
Trading Metchie is not easy to do. I really have a lot of love and affinity for Metchie, everything that he's been through in his professional career, the things that he had to battle through and push through and overcome. It's just very, you know, very fond of the guy. And he's an inspiration to myself, inspiration to a lot of people, to see what he was able to go through, overcome, get back to playing football. Worked back his first 2 years in this camp. I thought Metchie has looked the best he's looked this camp. He's done a really nice job of preparing himself, putting himself in a really good spot, and he's done everything we asked, did everything the right way. It hurts to lose him, but I know he's going on to a really good opportunity there in Philly, and he'll continue to flourish, and he'll thrive in Philly because Metchie has the right mindset.
What does Harrison bring to the table for you guys at tight end?
Yeah, Harrison will come in and compete. That's one thing. You know, he can run well. He competes at the line of scrimmage. So I'm excited to see, you know, what he does here over the next week.
What have you seen from Damon Arnett, not only on the field but off the field, the way he handles himself and appreciating this time and moment? And
Damon has been very thankful of the opportunity to be able to return to the NFL, and we're grateful to give him that opportunity. I think we all need that, you know, next chance. And to be able to give him that, he's taken it, he's ran with it, he's done some really nice things for us, not only in the game, you know, taking the football away, but also in practice. He's gotten better, getting back into the flow of how things are on this level. He has the physical tools needed to play corner and on this level, just has to keep improving on the technique and the small fundamental things that we're asking him to do. But he's done a really nice job, pleased with where he is.
A similar question to one that was asked earlier, but after that lineup has looked, the offensive line lineup that's played has looked really good. How do you approach it when you have somebody coming back from an injury like Cam Robinson?
We approach it one day at a time, one play at a time. We'll mix the guys up, throw them in there, but we'll see how Cam does as he works his way back this week. Just happy that he'll be back. You know, that's one thing about the injuries. You never know. You never know with everyone when it's your your last snap when a guy goes down on the field. So it's always a sensitive topic with the injuries and, you know, how hard it is for all of our guys and what they go through as players. So I'm happy to have Cam back on the field. However our lineup looks, it'll shape itself out.
You are listening to Texans head coach D'Amico Ryans on a Monday, his presser for our Reaction Monday, the drive, Sterner and Hughley.
Mario has looked more comfortable with what we're asking him to do. I think second year in the scheme, he's done a really nice job. This is just playing more consistent. Like, he's just doing what's asked of him, not trying to do too much and be just a flash player, a splash player, and make. But he's making plays consistently just by doing things the right way. So he's playing physical. He's playing style versus the run, not just a explosive penetrator, but he's doing a great job versus double teams as well. So he's had a really nice camp, really solid camp, and he's put himself in a really good spot to have a great year.
What do you hope to see this week with the scrimmage with the Lions and then the game? Are you looking at the more emphasis on the guys that may be fighting for a position here, or just overall?
Yeah, excited this week. We get the opportunity to go up Detroit, practice against the Lions. We're excited about the opportunity. Good football team. And for us, it's just a matter of us just continuing to get better. Like, we get a chance to go against another different scheme, different players. Like, how do we respond versus this team? We know they are one of the top teams in the NFL last year. So just get a chance to go up and compete against a really nice team, good team, and see how do we show up. All right, so I'm excited to see how our players show up in Detroit.
How have you just kind of seen Jalen, Noel, and Jaden Higgins now that – they've been around here for a couple months now. How have you just seen them kind of lean on each other?
You see those guys, they're always together. Jalen, JD, they're inseparable. Right? And they're always working, doing extra things after practice. They're in constant communication, talking. Just two really good young rookie wide receivers that we're excited to see, you know, what they become. They have the mindset. They work the right way. They'll get better because they want to get better, and they know how to work at it. So I'm excited to see their growth process for both guys.
How important are reps for coaches in preseason games? I know Kaylee's kind of getting used to calling the game, all the logistics and everything. How important are those reps?
It's always important in preseason game. And for, you know, first-time play callers, you have to go through that process. You have to go through game day. And training camp is reps for everyone. It's reps for players. It's reps for coaches. We have the officials in. It's reps for the officials. Everybody needs reps in training camp. So it's important to everybody. I think Kaylee's done a really nice job the first 2 weeks of calling the plays, getting the plays in on time, just making sure he's dialed in with the quarterbacks. Everybody's been on the same page. So very pleased with where we are now. We've had a really seamless transition with him calling the plays. Guys know what to expect. Guy can operate fast in and out of the huddle, so I'm excited with where we are.
You are a player like Harrison Ryan.
Too late. You missed that question. Let me yeah, already answered it. Too late, buddy.
It was a quick question about the tape. It was more just so like games that you'd seen him in.
Yeah, I mean, you see Harrison, he made some plays versus us when he's with the Browns. He made a big play versus us. So you see a guy, he's very capable of making plays. We're excited to just add him to our roster, let him get in the room. We have a lot of good tight ends in there. We're excited to see him just pop in and compete.
That is D'Amico Ryans, Houston Texans head coach, fresh off the practice field. Today was a little bit more of a walkthrough. Trust me, I know. I showed up over there at 9 a.m. waiting for a practice. I thought we was going to practice, and I forgot they changed the schedule, Luke. Totally forgot about it. I pulled up, and I was like, damn, ain't nobody at practice today? I mean, ain't nobody here?
Everybody's sick.
And I realized, I was like, oops, I got that text, and I didn't slide it over into my schedule. So, needless to say, I've been in the city since about 8:30 this morning. I usually roll up to practice about 9:30. The way I miss, I don't need to watch the guys stretch. You know what I mean? I don't need to watch them go over the hurdles and all that kind of jive. But I eased in. It was about 8:30, man. I eased in through the city, pulled in the parking lot about 9:15. I went in the parking lot at the light right outside that entrance with the big bull and everything on it.
Yeah.
I looked over. I said, that looks a little light. And we had no practice today. Walked through at 3. That was D'Amico Ryans, fresh off the practice field. You heard him talking about the Mechie trade and how tough it was. just speaks to the depth at the wide receiver position that they brought in here. I think that is why. I think the ultimately time had ran out on John Metchie, and they had to go out and bring some guys in here that they knew could play and would be better than Metchie. They did that. Metchie stepped up and played well, competed well, put himself in a position where he could be traded, had that value. I think teams had seen that, and the Texans made that move. In fact, it is time for 5 o'clock fire, and we will start right there, Tyler. We'll start right there with John Metchie and the Texans trading the former second-round pick to the Philadelphia Eagles. We'll break that down and give you a little something on what they got in return. We'll do that next right here